2-2. Well hit down the left field line. Way back and go!
Welcome back to Walk It Off. I'm Dani Wexelman with Gemma Kaneko and Ashley Chavez. Guys, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's Monday. Yeah. It's a big day. The Monday post Hall of Fame weekend, as well as the trade deadline that's looming at 4 Eastern today. So anything we talk about that hasn't happened or we want to happen, we can't be held responsible for, because today's the day.
And I love the trade deadline day. It's so fun. I love it when insane trades go down at 3:59.
Hey, I think that we're going to see some of that for sure.
One of my fondest memories of trade deadline day is when the Tigers traded for David Price, like really close to this, obviously when the Tigers were good a couple years ago, and I left my brunch that I was at to call my dad about it. My friends were like, why are you like this?
You're like, why wouldn't I be like this? Oh, man. Yeah, it's a big deal. Okay, so before we get to that, though, really quickly, Hall of Fame weekend, Pudge Rodriguez, Tim Raines, Jeff Bagwell, John Schierholz, Commissioner Emeritus Bud Selig, then Claire Smith, honored with the J.G. Spink Award, Bill King, honored posthumously with the Frick Award. So it was a really cool weekend over in Cooperstown. We have a lot of really cool content on MLB.com. So if you haven't checked that out, definitely need to head that way. So, all right, back to trade deadline really quickly, though. We saw Jonathan Lucroy go to the Rockies over the weekend. We just saw 20 minutes ago on Monday, Justin Wilson and Alex Avila head to the Cubs. So that's really interesting. Cubs obviously all in. Here we go. The Royals, another team who are all in, trying to make one more run with these, you know, these core guys that they have. And quickly in the last 12 days, they've won 10 games, gone over 500, moving up in the AL Central. They improved their rotation and their bullpen. Picked up Melky Cabrera, Trevor Cahill, so it's a big deal. They're all their chips are in. But we still have Sonny Gray, Yu Darvish, Brad Hand, Zach Britton, Justin Verlander. We have a ton of guys still on the chopping block. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But any like quick thoughts about that, guys? What do you think?
I'm excited for the Royals to kind of go for it.
Yeah.
Which is funny and bizarre.
I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, we had so much talk about whether they should buy or sell. And I still think it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of a word that's family friendly, very confident of them to be buying. To be like, you know what, we can actually do this. It's not a hot
cocky
streak.
That's family friendly.
That's not what I was going to say. Addison Reed is definitely a name that everyone's talking about. Like, he's generating interest from a lot of teams, but I guess it's getting close with maybe the Red Sox.
Hey, so you know, why not?
I can't remember what I saw. I saw something. I should have clicked on it, but I think something happened and I got distracted.
That was a dream. That was a bad dream.
Yeah, I was just like, what is happening right now? this is like such a wacky season, and I've been like in and out of trade deadline stuff, just working on other things, and one, can't believe I'm not hearing more crazy things. And two, not surprised, because you're exactly right. At 3:59, it's about to go down and have hundreds of things happen, which would be fantastic.
I love that. I also think it's kind of crazy how some teams are kind of trying to do buying and selling. Like, what is up with the Orioles? Like, what are they doing?
They don't know what they're doing. So many teams are doing that.
They're blindfolded.
Because they're like,
let's get
Jeremy Hellickson. But also, are they going to trade a piece of their bullpen? That's so interesting. And I feel like it's not... I feel like it's a tactic that you never see, right? Which is trying to bolster where you're weak and kind of pick up some of those pieces from where you're strong. Like, you never see that happen, so.
Well, usually you want to keep what you have. You're just adding to it.
But it's like, if you have...
seems greedy.
But, like, let's say the Mets were... No one was injured and they were really, really great this year. Like, their rotation was in top shape, whatever. They were in contention. And they were like, we still have a ton of outfield. That's what we're really good. So, like, let's get rid of some of those outfielders and try to, like, bring in more of a bullpen. That's like not a crazy thing, but you never see anyone do that.
No, I think that's too hard.
Yeah, but is that what the Orioles are trying to do right now?
I don't think they're going to accomplish that.
Because they're selling and buying. I don't get it.
We'll find out soon enough. All right, let's start. All right, let's turn our attention to trend or trash. LeVar Ball making waves in the news once again. I feel like they're never for the right reasons. Let's go over a few things that happened at a tournament in Vegas. It was an AAU tournament that his sons were playing in. On Wednesday, LeVar Ball received a technical foul from a female referee. On Friday, the same female referee issued another technical foul to LeVar Ball. He threatened to remove his team from the court unless the female ref was replaced. He also received additional technical fouls towards the end of that game on Friday. The point we need to hammer home right now is that Adidas said, okay, LaVar Ball, you're throwing a hissy fit. You don't want the female ref in. Fine, we'll take her out and we'll put someone new in. So instead of upholding the integrity of the game and entrusting that this woman was doing her job correctly, they removed her to protect their brand, to not upset LaVar Ball, to make sure he didn't pull out of the tournament, all of these things. And two interesting things to note that ESPN reported that Court Club Elite, who staffs these tournaments with refs, was pressured to, quote, put three officials on the game who will keep LaVar Ball in the building. Court Club Elite ended its five-year relationship with Adidas after all of this drama happened. And there's a lot of avenues that we could go to talk about and what's important in this. There's a lot of different things. And I'm obviously fired up. But what we're going to go is we're going to go the route of the brand. Trend or trash, this helps Big Baller Brand.
Gemma.
I trash that. I do think this has been really damaging for him and the brand. A lot of people already don't like him. And I feel like there could have been an argument to be made before, like, oh, he's just a brash, overconfident guy, and it's kind of funny and interesting and have this voice. But when it just goes straight up sexist, it's, I think it's a lot harder to defend that as part of the performance, you know? And I've been seeing a lot of reactions like, oh, this was funny, but it's not funny anymore.
Jay Billis, yeah, just came out this morning with an article on ESPN saying that he thought he was funny and entertaining, and now he thinks he's, quote, a buffoon, not my word, his word. Ash, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I agree with Gemma 100%. Trash, trash, trash. But I'm interested because I don't know exactly the deal with Court Club and Adidas, if they were already thinking about ending their contract or what. But now this guy has cost someone money and likely a good amount of money, and that's what really matters here. So hopefully now people are just like, yeah, this guy's got to go. This is now costing us money. It was cute, but now it's getting us bad press. It's costing us money because, really, this was bad on Adidas. Like, what the hell? Are you serious? You're going to bend over for this guy? Like, that's crazy. So, I don't know. I feel like Big Baller Brand is lost in this whole thing, and most of us are focusing on LaVar Ball and how he's just, like, imploding right now, and then Adidas being weak. So, I don't know. I think that hopefully this is the last, but I keep saying that, and then something else comes up. And, I mean, I feel like that's the same with a lot of things going on in America right now, so maybe it will continue for way too long, 4 years or something like that, and we'll just see more and more insanity.
So I agree, and it makes me think of the whole Kaepernick situation, which we will talk about in a little bit. I'm just wondering if the media is also playing into this, though, and the media is helping kind of light a fire and give him more attention because they're going to continue to write, right? It is an event that's happening. It's a newsworthy thing, right? If he was going to pull his team, if, you know, this female referee was told she was removed from the game, you know, these are newsworthy things, but at what point do we stop reporting on it? I think that it does hurt the brand, and I was talking to Rena about this earlier, that moms are the people buying the shoes, right? Usually the mom is going to buy her kid shoes, whatever, go back to school, like, mom, can I have these? Like, in my head, you know, ESPN targets moms in their commercials because mom may not care about the game, but mom is the one who's taking you to go get these things. So you're not only disrespecting women, you've said stay in your lane again to this woman. You called her fat. Didn't say fat. Yeah. Did he say fat? I think he said fat. You called her fat. You called her out of shape. All these things, man. And trying to say that, you know, but he doesn't care. Woman, man, whatever you are, just you know, referee the game correctly. So he's going back and forth. And I think ultimately, like, this guy's just going to go up in flames. But I feel like the media needs to, like, there has to be a line. There's got to be something that the media can stop doing to give this guy a platform.
Well, I think that's part of how he's going to implode, though, right? Is that because he's now a public figure and he wanted that attention, he has to be aware there's going to be more scrutiny on his actions, right? So it's if you are a public figure and you do something like this, the media is obviously going to report on it. And if it makes you look bad, then that's what is happening, right? So if there is this continued media attention and he keeps doing things like this, people are going to know that's who he really is.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, because there's, you know, no publicity or bad publicity is still good publicity. Or what is it? No publicity
is bad publicity. Is bad.
Yeah. Like, yes, all those things. Like, so he's getting all this attention. I would love to see the numbers. But I also, like, think about his younger kids who haven't even had the chance really to even speak, right? You don't even know who these kids are, but they're, I feel like their reputations are already being tarnished. At least Lonzo.
Well, that's like you're saying, like there's like tarnishing happening here. So like we can say no publicity is bad publicity, but obviously like if someone's reputation is being harmed, there is bad publicity, right?
You think that like he would care about his kids. He's enough to know better.
And he's toxic to brands now, and he's toxic to people who play under him. So it is all bad. And hopefully it does stop it. Even though it is publicity still.
And like, yeah, there's always going
to
be...
We just got to stop clicking. That's it. We have the power.
Yeah, that's true too.
Well,
that's
and it's
point.
Like, there's also going to be always people in the world who like people because they're scumbags. And we can't really do anything about that. Like, yeah. I think also in the age of like immediate internet feedback, you definitely see people like, oh, that's awesome. He just says what he feels. It's not politically correct. And you're like, all right, well, I can't help what you, that there's nothing that's going to change random internet Twitter egg's mind, you know?
Yeah, because.
So that's just how it goes. There's just some people who like that kind of behavior.
Right. People who see it and then they're like, oh, well, I want to do that or I want to support that because like that guy is a hero to me. He's saying and doing everything that I want to do. And there's a large group of people out there, I think that way. And maybe they're in the sports world and maybe their kids are playing and maybe he garners followers that way, which is scary to think about as well. So I don't really know what like the general public thinks. You know what the media thinks now. Mm-hmm. Like people are starting to express their opinions. Jay Billis expressed their opinions, which is interesting to see because does that mean that then the media is covering him fairly? You know, then there's like all of those questions if obviously, you know, he doesn't like him. So I don't know. Yeah, it'll be I don't know what's gonna happen with his brand. I feel bad for his kids, but yeah, the brand is hurting. That's for sure. Okay, so let's move over to Colin Kaepernick, because this is really interesting too. So ESPN put out an article talking about a study, and the study said that national anthem protests were the top reason that NFL fans watched fewer games last season. That's according to J.D. Power. More than 9,200 people were polled who attended either one football, basketball, or hockey game. And they were asked, why did they watch fewer games? 26% said they watched fewer games because national anthem protests, some obviously led by Kaepernick. 24% said they watched fewer games because of the league's off-field image issues. Some people said it was because they don't have cable anymore. But the leading reason, according to this study, was because of the national anthem protests. Trend or trash, polarizing effects of sports protests during games. Ash, you go first.
Well, I mean, this is obviously sad on so many levels. Because there are, obviously, we've talked about this a million times, and I'm going to trash this, but we talked about this a million times, and there are far worse things. Obviously, this is not even a bad thing, first off. This is a totally fine thing and a very American thing to do. But there are actual problems going on that should stop us from watching football. Reasons why I am like slowing down on watching football, and my dad is slowing down on watching football, which is one of these players, obviously domestic violence and all this terrible stuff that's going on getting swept under the rug, and also watching these people literally kill themselves is really like what I would think. But I mean, I trust J.D. Power, whatever they do. Apparently, side note, what do they do? Do they do everything? Like, I feel like J.D. Power is like back on
too many
everything.
Things.
But anyways, let's knock my coffee over. But this is all so, so sad. And I don't even know where to begin. I feel like I've said everything I could possibly say about this topic. It's just now, it's just depressing. And I did read, what team just like picked up a guy who played like two college games instead of Kaepernick? It's escaping me now. Do you guys remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah, so someone is either talking to or did pick up a guy that played like two college games. Found him in like some youth car lot or something, which is like, yo, you want to be our backup instead of getting Colin Kaepernick? That's crazy to me. And I eat my words from the other week when I was saying, I think it's because he's just not good. I'm incorrect now because someone is so pathetic that they're finding someone that has played two college games in his life instead of someone that went to an actual Super Bowl. This is madness. This is madness. I don't know. I really don't know what else to say.
Gemma.
I'm going to trend this topic because I think it's important to talk about, but I do think that the way that the study was framed was a little, like, there's a 2% difference, right, between people who say they stopped watching these games because of national anthem protests and people who aren't watching because of off-the-field issues like domestic violence. So I feel like the real hook for that story is fewer people are watching these games, and there is a lot of different reasons why, not, hey, there's this huge reason, and it's because of protests, because it's not the, it's like by a small margin the biggest reason, but it's not like overwhelming. And I think that's the framing of it was generated in that way to like, almost in a sense, excuse the NFL's behavior in their reaction to these protests, which is teams not picking up Colin Kaepernick or like other sports leagues being like, you can't kneel during the national anthem. So I think it's good to talk about this because it's just part of the evolving conversation that we constantly have. Like, how much should athletes be involved in these kinds of conversations? Because they do have this huge national platform and sports reaches across all political spectrums. And whereas in like many other forms of protest, you're speaking to people who already agree with you in a lot of senses. Whereas like in this specific situation, you have a chance to reach people who might not otherwise care to listen to that message. And I don't want to see leagues dampen that. You know, you really want to, if we really do care about having some kind of like real dialogue as a society, like I think sports are the way to start it because everybody wants to watch sports. Like everybody does. So I think it's kind of unfortunate that this was framed this way to say like, hey, maybe don't like have political protests even touch your sport because then fewer people will watch it. Whereas I think there are a lot of other reasons in this study that show maybe why football is less popular. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
And like,
go ahead. I mean,
we're letting too many, obviously the owners and GMs and stuff are letting the fans dictate a lot. And so that's going to hinder anyone trying to be political and use their platform altogether, which is very unfortunate. I agree. No, I do want to trend. I changed my mind. I do want to trend the topic as well. I want to trash that this is happening and trend the topic.
That's great, Ash.
I can do that, right? It's not
too late. You can do whatever you want. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I think what stresses me out most about this is that we see all these really silly things going on in sports right now. We see what's going on with Kyrie Irving. We see LeVar Ball, you know, commanding media attention, and we see Colin Kaepernick kind of I feel like he's being like shrunken down and he's just a symbol of something that's not good, but what he's standing up for something. We don't see people do that often, and people go to watch sports to take a break from the craziness of our lives, right? There's a lot of craziness going on, but maybe they turn that on and they don't want to see something like that. They just want to watch the game. They don't want it to be political. And so I feel like he's just been turned into an example of what you don't want to be doing. And I think we've talked a lot about, is it good? Is it bad? Mm-hmm. Should he have done it? Like, is it the right thing to do? Is it American? Like, is he offending the military? There's all these different points about it. But at the end of the day, you see the ridiculous things that are going on in sports. And this guy can play the game. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's the one who's being punished. And so that's what is most scary to me about this. And you're right, Gemma, the 2%, they definitely buried the lead in the fact that this is a story about people are watching football less. What about the fact that the study that came out about CTE?
Yeah, I was going to talk about
the brains that were studied, 110 out of 111. Yeah. Showed that they had CTE in their brains. We are seeing guys, as that study came out, quit football, retire, because they do not want to play anymore. They don't want to risk their lives. They don't want to risk damage. They have families. They have things to think about. They're done. They quit. Instead, we're still focusing on Colin Kaepernick and his national anthem protests.
I also just, like, as an aside, like, you know that you don't have to watch the national anthem part of the game, right?
You have to watch all, like you can all just, of the game.
Just tune in 90 seconds later. Like, what are you doing? That's the most childish thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, oh, because 90 seconds of this game isn't exactly what I want. I can't watch any of it.
Right.
That's beyond that. Like, also, that's childish in a number of ways. But I mean, I agree with you. Is that they also paired together domestic violence or game delays and penalties in the study. And like you said, the New York Times published that study about 110 out of 111 NFL players having CTE. And it seems like these are all things that matter on a like health and biological level, like much more than whether or not someone's kneeling during 90 seconds of a national anthem.
Yeah. It's scary to think like why are we skimming over this? Because this is way more serious, and it makes me feel like people, like, what are you thinking in your everyday life that you think that is a bigger deal than people dying from brain injuries? And also, like, and we could talk about this for hours, but we won't. The fact that, you know, guys who have domestic violence charges on their record, or you know, have been charged or haven't been charged or accused or whatever, Ezekiel Elliott, all the Cowboys, you know, all their drama, he's still playing, like, and he may miss a game. He may be suspended by the league a game or fined, whatever, but he still gets to play. And I'm sure fans would love to have him on their team. I don't think that any fan would write in a letter and say, I will not come to your game if Ezekiel Elliott is playing on the field. That won't happen. That won't be a thing. So, you know, whether he did it or not, or, you know, Greg Hardy continued to play, Michael Vick played, you know, all these guys. But, you know, this guy took a knee, and now he's an example. You know, don't have an opinion. Don't stand up for yourself. Don't use your platform for what it can be used for. So, yeah.
I want to give a shout out though, real quick. Shout out to the people that will continue, if this kneeling does happen, that were and will continue to boo during the national anthem at the players kneeling, actually disrespecting the anthem at the same time. That's wonderful. I love those people that are just going to literally boo during the entire national anthem and distract everyone else around them. So,
We won't have to wait too long to see that.
So stupid and entertaining.
Wait, I want to do a shout out too.
Okay.
Shout out to this random woman I saw on the street like 2 days ago wearing a Kaepernick jersey. That's all.
Yeah.
Shout out. I love it.
She was great. I was like, good for you.
Yes. I love her.
Stay strong. Oh my gosh. All right. Let's move to some quick hits. All right. Give me your quickest opinion about Kyrie Irving's antics this offseason in the NBA. Ash.
Entertaining. Very, very entertaining.
Gemma?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to speculate, it's kind of hilarious to be like, oh, this guy thinks the earth is flat. What ridiculous drama. And he unfollowed LeBron. Oh, man, why does he want to play for the Knicks? This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going
to
be opposite.
Maybe he wants to be in James Dolan's band. How funny would that be?
I mean, anything is possible at this point, right? Yeah. I'm going with embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for him. I feel like he's better than this, and he should be...
This is like the funniest scandal though, because funny, he's not doing anything like crazy or offensive. It's just weird, right?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
It's fun to talk about drama that doesn't make me think anyone's actually getting hurt, you know?
No one's getting hurt in the process. Yeah. All right, Katie Ledecky came in second for the first time. Hold on, I have a fun fact for you. So this is the first time that she's coming second in a world championship. She was previously 12 for 12. Katie Ledecky lost. Ash.
Get your second place out now before the Olympics. So this is great. It's fine. It happens.
Gemma?
Yeah, it happens. She's still amazing. Everyone takes an L sometime in their lives.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes. I still have faith.
Yeah, I
Phelps
agree.
Lost to the shark, you know?
We didn't talk about that. Way to sneak that in there. Yeah, I like it. Hey, you know, everyone needs to be humbled. She can take a loss. Okay, Yadier Molina. So Mike Matheny had hinted he was tired. He's caught a lot. He's tired running the bases. So Yadi took a screenshot of these comments. He put it on his Instagram, and he said, quote, I trained to play 174 games. Notice that's obviously with playoffs. Because that's what it takes to be a champion. I'm not tired, and the day I feel tired, I'll express it myself. Woof. I saw that, and my jaw dropped. I'm going to go with, hell yes. No one speaks for Yadier Molina. Nobody.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
And he will call the shots. Nobody else. Gemma.
I loved this because I really like Yadi despite my general feeling about the Cardinals and the organization. But
But, keep those to a minimum. Yeah.
But no, whatever. Everyone knows how everyone feels about the Cardinals. But like the Cardinal way is just this concept, and I thought it was so funny to be like, okay, the real leader on this team is Yadi, though, which I think is true. So good for him.
I predict Mike Matheny's will turn in his paperwork at the end of the
Never
season.
Forget that Mike Matheny wrote the Matheny Manifesto, which I can't handle at all. So
I will forget.
Hold up.
Nope, Ash, focus. Focus on this moment.
Google it.
Okay, I'm going to Google it right now. I think it's great. I got a little kick out of it. It is sometimes a little weird when a standout star and a veteran comes out and speaks against their coach, especially in baseball, but I did fully enjoy it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know what other discourse is going on in that clubhouse, but
yeah, it's weird.
That's not good.
The Cardinals are pretty secretive about stuff like that too. So yeah. It's strange that this is coming out.
Don't mess with Yadi. Okay, yeah. Adrian Beltre reaches 3,000 hits. He accomplished this on Sunday. 31st player, first Ranger. He had this adorable moment with his family on the field. I think it's just a beautiful thing, and I think he's the most deserving guy, and I can't wait to see him be a first ballot Hall of Fame.
Love Beltre. This was great. Great story. Really beautiful moment. That photo with the team behind him clapping and his kids running around.
Yeah. Wow.
I love him so much.
Ash?
I agree. It was so great, and that photo is so great, and I just want more and more Adrian Beltre stories forever.
His antics are great.
Never retire, please. Okay, Cowboys training camp drama. Talked about Zeke Elliott a little bit earlier. They've more than just him. There's a couple other guys that are in question right now. Jerry Jones is completely backing Zeke, saying that nothing happened and he should be able to be let off scot-free. Ash?
What a trash. Everything is trash. They're trash. Cowboys trash, JJ trash, everything trash.
Gemma.
The Cowboys are trash. I agree with that. We talked about this earlier, and we don't need to like talk about it more, but I do think there's obviously like a very big difference about how we handle allegations like this and also the whole thing with Cap. So it's like, it's kind of embarrassing and sad that this is not a bigger splash and we can still get everyone hates national anthem platform. Shut up.
Right. Yeah. Well, why don't we hate people who beat women as much as we hate someone who wants to protest the national anthem? I think that the Cowboys have lost their title as America's team and they're just Texas's team.
I don't think they've been America's team for a long time.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know that America has a team.
Not anymore.
We're still searching.
It should be the Packers.
I think the football league should
go. I would agree with that.
That's my contention. Should be
no
the
one,
Packers.
No one deserves to be America's team right now. No one deserves that title. All right, let's play some fill in the blank. All right, first, let's stick with Colin Kaepernick will be blank during the 2017 NFL season. Ash.
Colin Kaepernick will continue to do his wonderful charity work, at very least, in 2017.
Gemma.
Colin Kaepernick will be hopefully talking about issues in the national media, but not playing football during the 2017 NFL season. I wish that wasn't the way it would be, but it is going to be like that.
Colin Kaepernick will be an advocate for some kind of organization, and halfway through this season will be offered a contract to be a backup QB during the 2017 Ooh. NFL season.
That's right. Optimistic, and I like it.
I like that too a lot. I can see that happening.
Just one. Okay. Blake will run away with the AL East division. Any takers?
The Red Sox.
Ash?
Yeah, I'm going to say Red Sox too.
I know that would make Rena happy, but also, it's good. It's true.
All right, 3-for-3, the Red Sox. What about the AL Central? We're going to talk about this every week because no one is going to run away with it.
No one is going to run away with it. There's going to be like a game 163.
Yeah, I can't wait. And what about the NL Central? I'm going to say Cubs after this acquisition of Justin Wilson and Alex Avila. I changed my mind from the Brewers to the Cubs. What have the Brewers done? What the hell are you doing?
I know, they need
Brewers?
To make some moves.
Oh my
They're
God.
They're brewering.
I also don't think anyone is going to run away with this division. I think it's going to get tighter and tighter going into September. I think the Brewers are going to get worse, and the Pirates are going to keep going on their hot streak.
And the Cardinals will just, like, screw with everybody.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what I think is going to happen. I think it's also going to be really close.
Ash?
Yeah, I think all these are going to be fairly close, but I'm going to say Cubs. Okay. I'm instead of being fun this week, I think I want to be right. I think I'm okay. having a, I need to be right week. So I'm going to say Cubs.
Team Chaos. Right. That's yeah. all I want.
Team Chaos. Okay, last one.
I'll be
one.
Team Chaos next week since we're going to be doing this, like Dan said, every week. I'm going to switch it up.
You'll be on camera next week too, so it'll be even better.
Yeah.
If perfect. I lost a $10,000 ring like Julio Jones in the ocean, I would blank.
Call my insurance company because I'm yes. an adult yes. and I plan ahead.
Thank you. That's exactly my answer. What the hell are you thinking? How are you going to have something that expensive and not have insurance on it?
Why are you don't wearing a $10,000 ring in the ocean?
I don't know. Wasn't it a $100,000 earring?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what it was, which is far worse. First off, take those dang things off. We hear this story all the time with rich people. And then Kardashian. Also insure it because, again, we hear this story all the time with rich people. Come on now.
Yeah, that's silly. All right, any other questions, comments, concerns as we head into the trade deadline? Full swing ahead into the second half. I mean, we're there, but now we are in it, guys. August is here. The dog days.
Finally.
Are here that I've been talking about since
are really here.
April. Those dog days that I've been dreading. Any other comments or concerns that we feel?
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited because there are a lot of close races this year in a lot of divisions as opposed to being like, oh, well, this team's going to win. You know, that's fun. That's fun. I'm excited for it. I'm ready. I'm going to the Yankee game tonight because the Tigers are in town. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Yay.
So fun.
Yes.
Okay. Ash, anything?
Yeah, I just came across this headline that says 53-year-old Italian cyclist caught using illegal motor in bike, and doesn't even win race. So I'm going to click on that right now, and that's it. I'm going to leave you with that. That's funny. That headline is great.
That's her
I'll
teaser.
I'll click on that all day.
That's her teaser. I like it. All right, my last comments are, if Brad Hand doesn't go to the right team, I'm going to be pissed.
Who's the right team?
I'm not sure, but I know which teams are the wrong team.
What's the wrong team?
The wrong teams are not the Yankees.
Wait, so
the Yankees are the wrong team.
The Yankees are the right team.
No, the Yankees are the wrong team.
Okay.
What if they want to build a super bullpen?
No, not allowed. Do not go to the Yankees, Brad Hand. And I agree. It's been fun. I can't wait till 3:59 p.m. Eastern time for all this. Kyrie, clean it up, please. And maybe follow LeBron back on Instagram so everyone can relax about that moment.
No, more drama. More drama.
The chaos.
Give us that drama. And someone please head over to the East. Someone go to the East and just handle this business. And don't go to the Cavs. That would be great. I want the East to go nuts and be nuts.
Awesome. All right. That's going to do it for this week. And we'll catch you next time.
Now the 2-2. Well hit, Dominic.